Petr Zelenka has long been recognized as one of the most talented filmmakers of his generation, whose quirky films, including a mockumentary about a famous Czech folk singer, have been well received by both critics and wider audiences. This summer, the director completed filming on The Karamazovs, a film, as the title makes explicit, which takes inspiration from Russian author Fyodor Dostoevsky's greatest novel, The Brothers Karamazov. Zelenka is now in post-production, but already the film is being viewed with great anticipation, a story which follows the lives of a number of Czech theater actors and their performance of the Karamazov story in Poland. Director Petr Zelenka.
I try to keep the play and the text and the film very simple. So from Dostoevsky, we focus on the lawsuit, basically, and it's a bit of a detective story. So we treat it as a detective story, and we focus on the family and the detective story, who killed the father. And it works on that level perfectly. And around the play, which is being rehearsed in that factory, around the play is a very simple tragedy of one of the workers from the factory. His son fell from some, I don't know, staircase or whatever. He's being operated in the hospital, and in the middle of the rehearsal he gets a phone call and he realizes that the son died during the operation. So this is a very simple tragedy, like an absolute tragedy. And he stays and watches the rehearsal go on, and they actually start playing the play just for this person. So it becomes a performance for one viewer, for one spectator.
Layers within layers might be one way of describing the Karamazovs. The adaptation has a longer history in the Czech Republic as a theater play at Prague's Davidské divadlo, or Davidsa Theater, which Zelenka adapted for film using much of the same talent. One of the actors is the popular Ivan Trojan. As an actor, Trojan can be difficult to pin down, many of his roles being gentle and humorous, somewhat offbeat. But in the Karamazovs, the director says the actor put together his finest performance to date.
He's passionate, he's always very well prepared, and he's unique in the sense that he knows what theme he's playing. He can play the theme throughout the film. Sometimes he doesn't do anything, it's just other people talking to him, or he doesn't do much, you know, in terms of expressions or grimaces, but he somehow manages to deliver the theme of the film to the viewer in a very crystal clear form. That's what's unique about him.
There is also the contrast of Trojan and others performing as characters in the play and then as themselves within Petr Zelenka's film.
That's the beauty, of course, beauty of it. You can see a person changing from an actor to a normal person, normal, not normal really, but you can see Ivan Trojan changing from Ivan Trojan to old Karamazov, and that's beautiful, of course. He's not the main person here, but he sort of steals the show, but not really. That's another beautiful thing, that he's not the main guy here in this film, because usually he plays the main parts.
Promiň, hovado, ty si hovado! Já vím, ale vy jste poctiví zdrženlivci.
Overall, some 70% of the film reportedly takes place against the backdrop of the steel factory, where the actors have been invited to rehearse and perform. The factory contains a rawness perfectly suited for Dostoevsky, the filmmaker told journalists this week, and he and his cinematographer went to great lengths to capture the sheer rawness of the shooting space. Scenes from within the play, within the film, were also shot in greater depth of field to allow the actors more space and opportunity for greater fluidity and interaction. Sasha Shurkala was the head cinematographer on The Karamazovs. He told Radio Prague more about how he and Petr Zelenka approached individual scenes.
The factory place itself, it was really a very industrial look, and we was really looking for heavy, dark places, you know, with a high contrast, with a very strong black, because in the picture I love to use lots of black, lots of darkness, and for the theater I think it helps to give the atmosphere for the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And the factory itself was really very dirty, so that's what we love, because there was a lot of patina on the walls, and the atmosphere helps to bring the story more in the focus, or more depressive feeling.
But light was also used to break up different layers of story, as well as to accent various moments of emotional tension.
Finally, I think it's a mixing of the cooler and a tungsten light, because we was using behind the window you see the real daylight, and inside we was using the tungsten light, and that's what we decided with Peter, because we both of us we love mixing the light to have a different color temperature, which give you more color atmospheric feeling in a shot. On the main stage we use quite lots of strong backlight, you know, and beam source, or how can I say, and in real life we was using more natural ambient light to give a more real feeling of the story.
At the same time, viewers should expect that although the Karamazovs may be grimmer than some of Petr Zelenka's earlier films, it will contain many moments of characteristic quirkiness and Zelenka-style humor, the director once again.
It shows in the parts that are written around Dostoevsky, but also the way they did Dostoevsky in Davidske Theater. Old Karamazov and Smeryakov are two sort of clowns. So their relationship is a relationship of father and the clown. And even the father is a clown. So these are comic parts. You know, this is not... The tragedy is somewhere else, but old Karamazov and Smeryakov are really funny people. So, and I kept that. So this is where a lot of humor comes from.
Alyoshko! Jen pojď, pst! Jen pojď dál, posaď si. Proč máš ovázaný prst? Stalo se ti něco?
Kousl mě do něj jeden chlapec, školák.
Měl jsem postavení, by ses neměl začínat se školáky.
Remarkably, The Karamazovs was shot in just 20 days, an unusually tight working schedule, one that required careful organization. To alleviate shooting, scenes were often filmed from two cameras to cut down on filming time, which, with wide-angle lenses, provided occasional problems of their own, with cameras crossing into frame. A large number of material was also shot using Steadicam, in other words, handheld technology, to get closer to the scene, as opposed to a static approach to filmed theater. In post-production, Zelenka now is also waiting for music to set to the image. A final mix is set for next year.
So we're now at the stage when Jan Kaczmarek is composing music for us. And I guess I'm not wrong. He got an Oscar for music for Finding Neverland 2-3 years ago, was it? So that's his most famous piece of music. But of course, he's been writing music for the past 20 years, and he's living in LA and probably will record music there in December.